Welcome to the Voice of God Daily, where Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, biblical scholar and pastor, shares a little bit of Bible to feed your soul and a prayer to bless your day. Jesus said in the scriptures, "Today you will hear the voice of God through the words of the gospel spoken aloud." Now, listen and be filled with God's word.
Hello, good people, and let me welcome you to the Voice of God Daily. My name is Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, and I've been a pastor for over 40 years and a lifelong student of the Bible. And I believe that a bit of the Bible in your ear is the best way to start your day. And I'm here to speak God's holy word into your ears. Every day by 6 a.m. Eastern Time for no more than 10 minutes, I will read a passage from the New Testament from the Revised Common Lectionary. I'll read it from a modern English translation. Then we will pause and we will pray for your day. I will recommend resources that can help you go deeper and get a bigger bite of the Bible. You can go to thevoiceofgoddaily.com and download our free ABC Bible Study Guide, for instance, which is your companion to the Voice of God Daily. My mission is to get a bit of the Bible in the ears of a million people. You can help us accomplish that mission by going to Apple Podcasts and subscribing to the Voice of God Daily. And of course, tell your friends about what you hear. Now, let's hear the word of the Lord. The Voice of God for Thursday, March 10, 2022. Reading from the Revised Common Lectionary, Year C. The epistle reading from Philippians 3, 2 through 14 from the Message. Steer clear of the barking dogs, those religious busybodies, all bark and no bite. All they're interested in is appearances, knife-happy circumcisers, I call them. The real believers are the ones the Spirit of God leads to work away at this ministry, filling the air with Christ's praise as we do it. We couldn't carry this off by our own efforts, and we know it. Even though we can list what many might think are impressive credentials. You know my pedigree, a legitimate birth, circumcised on the eighth day, an Israelite from the elite tribe of Benjamin, a strict and devout adherent to God's law, a fiery defender of the purity of my religion, even to the point of persecuting the church, a meticulous observer of everything set down in God's law book. The very credentials these people are waving around as something special, I'm tearing up and throwing out with the trash, along with everything else I used to take credit for. And why? Because of Christ. Yes, all the things I once thought were so important are gone from my life, compared to the high privilege of knowing Christ Jesus as my master, firsthand. Everything I once thought I had going for me is insignificant. Dog dung. I've dumped it all in the trash so that I could embrace Christ and be embraced by Him. I didn't want some petty, inferior brand of righteousness that comes from keeping a list of rules when I could get the robust kind that comes from trusting Christ. God's righteousness. I gave up all for that inferior stuff so I could know Christ personally, experience His resurrection power, be a partner in His suffering, and go all the way with Him to death itself. If there was any way to get in on this resurrection from the dead, I wanted to do it. Focused on the goal. I'm not saying that I have this all together, that I have it made, but I'm well on my way, reaching out for Christ, who has so wondrously reached out for me. Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all of this. But I've got my eye on the goal, where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back. The Voice of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. To share resources which can help you go deeper in your study of scriptures. The book, The Passion Play, Living the Story of Christ's Last Days by Reverend Rob Fuquay, the pastor of the St. Luke's United Methodist Church in Indianapolis, Indiana, is just such a resource, particularly as we come up upon Lent of the year 2022. Jesus' passion story is presented each Lent in countless churches every year, but there is one play presented by the inhabitants of a small village called Oberammergau in Bavaria, Germany, is the longest-running performance of all, and it's staged every 10 years since 1634. The play makes an impact not only on the villagers who portray the characters, but on all who see it. And in the book, The Passion Play, Rob Fuquay follows the biblical story of the Passion and shows how this amazing play has been used both as a ritual of praise and later as a weapon through its anti-Semitic past. The book makes a perfect six-week Lenten group study when paired with the leader guide and the DVD. And it's all filmed in location in Germany and includes behind-the-scenes footage of the production. I have this resource. I commend it to you. Perfect for your personal Lenten Bible study and or your church's small group Bible study. I commend it to you. It's called The Passion Play, Living the Story of Christ's Last Days by Rob Fuquay. The connection to get this resource is through cokesbury.com/thepassionplay. And we'll put links to that in our show notes here on. Let's have a breath and a prayer. God of deliverance and freedom, you taught the people of Israel to acknowledge that all things come from your bountiful hand. Deepen our faith so that we may resist temptation, and in the midst of a trial, proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, now and forever. Amen.
All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful. We trust you have found the Voice of God Daily useful for your soul today. If you wish to go deeper into today's Scripture, please download the free Bible study guide at voiceofgoddaily.com. The Voice of God Daily can be heard on Apple Podcasts and at voiceofgoddaily.com. Would you be so kind as to share the good news of the Voice of God Daily with the people in your life who need to hear a good word? Your next opportunity to hear the Voice of God Daily podcast with your host, Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, is tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening to God's fulfilling word.